Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, 3 minutes that changed my evening.
Let's get into it. Okay, I want to show you something. Imagine I'm holding something up.
Okay, I'm imagining. What is it?
It's a small glass bottle, about this big. It has a cork on top, and inside, there's nothing. It's empty. Well, not completely empty. There's a tiny bit of dried lavender at the bottom.
A glass bottle with old lavender in it?
Yes. My friend gave it to me 2 years ago. She said it was a room spray diffuser. You're supposed to put essential oil in it, and it makes your room smell nice. But I never bought the oil, so the bottle just sat on my shelf.
For 2 years?
For 2 years. Every time I looked at it, I thought, I should buy some oil for that, but I never did.
So what changed?
Last week, I came home from work. It was one of those days. You know the kind, nothing went wrong, but nothing went right either. Just a normal, exhausting day. I walked in, dropped my bag, and stood there for a second, not knowing what to do.
I know that feeling, that I'm home but I'm not really home yet feeling.
Exactly, and for some reason I picked up that bottle. I pulled the cork out and I just smelled it. The old lavender. It was almost gone. Barely any smell left. But there was still a tiny, tiny hint of it.
And?
And I stood there for maybe 3 minutes, just holding the bottle, not doing anything useful, not meditating, not breathing deeply, not trying to be present, just holding a small glass bottle with old lavender in it.
That's actually kind of beautiful.
It was strange. After 3 minutes, I felt different, not dramatically different, not like, oh, now I'm a new person, just a little softer. A little more here, like someone had turned down the volume in my head by one notch.
One notch, just enough to notice.
Yes. And the funny thing is, the bottle didn't do anything. It's not a special bottle. It's not expensive. It doesn't even smell good anymore. But in that 3 minutes, it became something else. It became a, I don't know how to say it, a permission slip.
A permission slip?
A permission slip to stop for 3 minutes to do nothing useful, to just be with an empty bottle.
And you've been doing it every day since?
Every day since. I come home, I pick up the bottle from the shelf. It lives on the second shelf between a plant I keep forgetting to water and a stack of unread magazines. I pull the cork. I stand by the window and I just stay there for maybe 3 minutes. It's not a routine. It's not a practice. It's just a tiny, silly thing I do. And it's become my favorite 3 minutes of the day.
But why? What's so special about it?
I think it's because it has no purpose. If it had a purpose, if I bought the oil, if I set a timer, if I called it meditation, then I would have to do it right. I would have to do it for the right amount of time with the right technique. But this, it's just a bottle. I can't do it wrong. I just hold it and smell almost nothing.
So the fact that it's useless is what makes it useful.
Exactly. The uselessness is the point. It's not trying to improve me. It's not trying to help me relax. It's not a tool. It's just a thing. And somehow that makes it work. So what do you think? Am I crazy?
No.
Just no? That's it?
No. I think I understand completely, because I have one too.
You have one too? You have a useless bottle?
No, not a bottle. I have a chair.
A chair?
There's a chair on my balcony. An old wooden chair. I found it on the street 6 years ago. Someone was throwing it out. It's not comfortable. The paint is peeling. One leg is slightly shorter than the others, so it rocks a little when you sit on it. I've had it for 6 years, and I've never fixed it.
You found it on the street and kept it for 6 years?
6 years. It moved with me to two different apartments. My wife wanted to throw it out when we moved in together. She said, it's an ugly chair. And I said, it's my ugly chair.
your ugly chair.
Yes, and I sit on it almost every evening. After dinner, I go out to the balcony. I don't take my phone. I don't read. I don't look at anything in particular. I just sit for maybe 5 minutes, sometimes 10.
What do you think about when you sit there?
That's the thing. I don't think about anything. Or I think about everything, but not in a working way. It's more like my brain is just doing its own thing, like a computer running a background update. I'm not telling it what to do.
So it's not meditation. It's more like letting your brain breathe.
Yes, letting it breathe. And my wife doesn't get it. She'll open the balcony door and say, "What are you doing out here?" And I say, "Nothing." And she says, "But what are you doing?" And I say, "Truly nothing." And she just shakes her head and goes back inside.
So your useless chair is your version of my useless bottle.
Yes, and I never thought about it until you told your story. I never called it a ritual or a practice. I never gave it a name. I just sit, and the sitting is the whole thing.
There's no goal, no improvement, no reason.
Zero reason, and that's exactly why it works. If I called it meditation, I would have to do it for 20 minutes. I would need an app. I would need to sit the right way. But this? It's just a wobbly chair. I can't fail at sitting on a wobbly chair.
So we're not alone in this. Other people have useless little things too.
I think most people do. But we don't talk about them because they seem silly. Like they don't matter. Like they're not important enough to mention.
That's the part I'm still trying to understand. Why does a useless bottle work better than all the useful things I've tried?
Pause. I think it's because useful things come with pressure. When you use a useful thing, you're supposed to get a result. But a useless thing has no expectation. You can't fail at it.
So the pressure is what breaks it. The moment you turn something into a tool for relaxation, it stops relaxing you.
Exactly. Yesterday, we talked about doing small tasks, the warranty, the drawer, and the lesson was, the task is smaller than you think. The story is what makes it big.
Yeah.
I think this is the same idea, but on the other side. The tiny things that help us switch off, they're smaller than we think too. They don't need to be impressive. They don't need to be Instagram worthy. They just need to be ours.
Ours. That's a good word. It's not about what you do. It's about what feels like yours.
Right. The bottle is yours. The chair is mine. They mean nothing to anyone else. But to us, they mean everything? No, that's too big. They mean something small, something just big enough.
Something just big enough to help you switch off. One notch.
One notch. That's all it takes.
Okay, so we have these little rituals, but how do we talk about them in English? Let's learn some words.
Good idea. These words will help you describe your own useless little thing.
Number one, ritual.
Ritual. Noun, a set of actions you do regularly, often for a special meaning. My evening ritual is holding an empty bottle for 3 minutes. It's nothing fancy, just me, a bottle, and a few quiet moments. A ritual doesn't have to be religious or serious. It can be as simple as a cup of tea before bed. The meaning is what makes it a ritual, not the size.
Number two, switch off.
Switch off. Phrasal verb, to stop thinking about work or stress. After work, I need a few minutes to switch off. Sometimes I sit on my balcony chair and just let my mind go quiet. Switching off doesn't mean turning your brain off completely. It means letting your mind rest for a moment.
Number three, useless.
Useless. Adjective, having no use or purpose. My glass bottle is completely useless. I don't use it to smell better or decorate my room. But sometimes the most useless things are the most helpful. When a thing has no purpose, you can't use it wrong. You can't fail at it.
Number four, permission.
Permission, noun, the act of allowing something. I gave myself permission to do nothing for 3 minutes. You don't need anyone else's permission to take a break. You can give it to yourself.
Number five, to hold.
Hold. Verb, to have something in your hands. I hold the bottle and just stand there by the window. Holding something physical can help you feel more present. It doesn't matter what it is. a book, a cup, a stone, even an old bottle with dried lavender. The holding is what matters.
Number 6. Practice.
Practice. Noun. A way of doing something regularly. My chair sitting isn't a formal practice. A practice doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be regular. Even 5 minutes counts.
Number 7. Practice.
Pressure. Noun. The feeling of being forced to do something well. Useful things come with pressure. Pressure makes relaxation harder. The less pressure you put on your rest, the better it works.
Number 8. To expect or expectation.
Expectation. Noun. A strong belief that something will happen. I have zero expectation when I sit on my chair. High expectations can ruin small pleasures. If you expect your break to be perfect, it probably won't be.
Number 9. To notice.
Notice. Verb. To see or become aware of something. I noticed that 3 minutes with a bottle changed how I feel. Noticing small changes in your mood is a skill. The more you practice noticing, the easier it gets.
And number 10. Moment.
Moment. Noun. A very short period of time. My favorite moment of the day is those 3 minutes after work. A moment doesn't have to be long to be meaningful. Sometimes a single moment is enough.
Those are 10 great words. All of them describe something real. Not textbook words, but words we actually use.
Exactly, and the words are useful. But the thing they describe, the useless little moment that's just yours, that's what really matters. You don't need special equipment or a fancy app. You just need one small thing that helps you switch off. All right. So we have our useless things, a bottle, a chair, and a lot of people probably have their own versions too.
I think everyone does, but we don't talk about them. We think they're too small to mention, too silly.
So let me ask you this, and I'm asking the listener too. Do you have one small thing you do that has no purpose but makes you feel a little better? Something that nobody else would understand?
That's a really good question, and I think the answer is probably yes. Most of us have one. We just don't call it anything. Maybe it's not a bottle or a chair. Maybe it's a specific mug you use even though the handle is broken. Maybe it's a song you play every time you walk through the door. Maybe it's just standing by the window for a minute before you turn on the lights. Maybe it's petting your cat for exactly 30 seconds before you do anything else.
The shape doesn't matter. What matters is that it's yours, and that it has no expectation.
You're not trying to improve yourself with it. You're not trying to optimize your evening. You're just being for a moment.
And that moment is yours. No one else needs to understand it.
So here's my tiny question. Not a suggestion, just a question.
Go ahead.
What's your useless thing? The one nobody knows about. The one that doesn't make sense. The one that's just yours.
You don't have to name it. You don't have to tell anyone. Just know that it's there and that it counts.
It counts because it's yours, not because it's useful.
So tonight, when you get home, before you check your phone, before you turn on the TV, maybe just stand there for a moment with your useless thing, whatever it is, a bottle, a chair, a mug, a song. It doesn't have to make sense to anyone but you.
3 minutes. That's all it takes to change your evening. Not fix it. Just change it.
And that's enough.
All right. That's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.